It's Monday, the 11th of January, 8 a.m. And although it's overcast this morning and still not even half light, nowhere near half light, the southern sky has a brightness about it, a brighter grey, a brighter shade of grey. It's fairly calm. It's dry, but it has been wet. In fact, there's still that wee bit of moisture. No, not a wee bit of moisture, actually. Quite a bit of moisture of the air. Good for car engines, I hear. Damp air makes your engine run better, so they say. Who says? Who said it? So, last night, a normal night's sleep, and time-wise it is, off to bed just after 10 and up at 7. I have to say, a great night's sleep. A really, really, really good night's sleep last night. Finishing off with a dream about myself, my wife, trying to get somewhere in a bus, and ending up various bus stations that we've never been to before, and meeting people we didn't know, and just about all the things that can go wrong. Try to get somewhere, you don't know where you're going to in a bus. Just a wacky dream. Just a wacky dream. I remember it so clearly. Even just now, I'm picturing the guy I last spoke to and the bus driver who pardon me. When I asked him, does this bus take us to a certain bus stands? Said to me, oh, Middle Island is really nice. Middle Island, yeah, you want to go to Middle Island? Huh? That's the beauty of dreams. Your mind makes up its own wee stories. Middle Island. What is that, out of Lord of the Rings or something? Or, I don't know. Anyway, so a great night's sleep last night, and I'm feeling pretty good this morning. In a shower this morning, I was thinking about, well, actually before I went into the shower, just before I went into the shower, I thought about something in particular. I thought, well, I'm going to think about that when I'm in the shower. And of course, as soon as I closed the door into the time capsule, or the warp capsule, that's hard to say. My mind decided that I was thinking about something entirely different. What I was thinking about was one of Mrs. Bloodbirds, just saw her out of the corner of my eye. She's down for the oat cake that my wife put out just 10 minutes ago. Now, see, broken the train of thought. My mind started thinking about all the things, not all the things, but loads of things that I need to do and haven't got around to doing. And I mean, it's stuff that, let me put it this way. It's not procrastination. It's not me putting things off deliberately. It's focus. It's being able to focus. I mean, an example would be that I bought an external hard drive recently so I could update my iMac to El Capitan. Oh, I like to say El Capitano, it just sounds better, El Capitano. And comes with that, you know, an app for my iOS devices to back those two devices up to the external hard drive as well. And I haven't got around to doing that. I've got about 3 or 4 windows open, but in a different page, if you like, on my Mac, that have things that need to be done. And I look at them and think, well, that takes a wee bit of involvement, so I'll leave that just now. So in a way it's procrastination, but in another way it's not. It's being able to focus on things. I find myself finding it harder and harder to focus on, right, that's what needs to be done. So just forget about every other bloody thing. Go and do that. Get it done. It's done. When it's done, you can move on. And that's a problem I'm having. Is being able to focus. Yeah. Maybe it's not. Well, it's not just me, I know, but I hear, I see others doing so many things in their lives. And I'm talking here about, you know, networks, social groups and all that kind of stuff. I have, you know, my friends on Audioboo and Twitter and they seem to be doing so much. Oh, what work I'm good at doing that. Why can't I do that? Why can't I focus long enough to do that? Or is it just the case that I'm trying to take too much on, and so that in itself is making it difficult for me to focus on? I don't know. I mean, if you put the two together, if you put unable to focus properly and procrastination, you know, I'm in a hell of a state. I keep seeing things moving about in the leaflet, in the semi-dark. I don't know where things are moving, or my eyes are playing tricks. Probably my eyes playing tricks on me, to be honest with you. It just seems like things moving in the leaflet. It's my eyes. It's my eyes. My eyes are playing tricks. Wow, that's just spooky. Anyway, focusing. I was unable to focus on what I was talking about. I was taken away to my eyes playing tricks on me. My God, it's not getting any better. Ah, maybe I'm just taking too much on. Maybe my brain is at an age that I need to slow down, chill. But I don't want to, because I don't want it to become, well, maybe not stagnant, but I want to keep it active. I suppose I believe that if I allow it to slow down, take it easy, chill, lay back, hey man, take it easy, never mind all that stuff, yeah, then maybe it'll start to shut down quicker, or it could be the reverse. Maybe if I push it too hard, it'll shut down quicker. Maybe I'm talking a lot of nonsense. More than likely. Who knows? Someone knows. Remember my dad saying to me once, oh, we're way back. And I queried about who would know that. Says there's always someone somewhere who knows. Always someone somewhere who knows. No matter what it is. Yeah.